supposedly the most dangerous intersection in Greenville.
East North Street and 291.
More wrecks and injuries at this intersection than any other in Greenville. Haven't seen one here lately, though. But this is where that guy, it's been years ago, gosh, back in the 80s, I think. I think it was New Year's Eve, and he was coming home from a party, and he was so drunk. He thought he was pushing the brake, and he was pushing the gas, and he's coming up on that intersection, and he hit the back end I think it was five cars, and I think killed two people, and that was the first time the solicitor tried to charge him with vehicular homicide, and of course it didn't, they didn't let him, but I think that was the straw that broke the camel's back, so to speak, and got that pushed into law so that they can charge you with vehicular homicide if you're knowingly driving, if you're driving drunk. Well, I guess if you know it, if you know it or not, if you willingly drive drunk, I guess I should say, you're and you take somebody's life.
Could be that way. I know I had some uncles when I was a kid around this area. I don't know how they made it home sometimes.
Right, with a guy in college, a bunch of us had gone, we were at North Greenville and good old Baptist school, you know, and it was a junior college back then. Bill's listening probably, and he was up there. Kate, oh gosh, Bill, what's your call? K4N, NGU. Anyway, but he wasn't with us. Anyway, we went up over to Clemson and went to this place called Upstairs. And I think you could get a pitcher of beer for like $1, $1.25 or something like that. And they said the drunk than he did when he was sober.
Need to believe.
You know what I was thinking, and I was sitting in the front seat. But we made it back, safe and sound. Good Lord looked out for us, and that's probably about the only time I did something like that. I just got a wild hair, I guess, so to speak, that night.
Nichols lived up by Jones Gap and by Gap Creek Road up that way, and man, they'd have 100 empty beer cans in the back seat. I don't know how they didn't get caught for open container or run off the road where that road runs right along the little river there and that, and never know them to run off the road. The car must have been on autopilot or something.
I'm talking about, I used to ride that a lot on my motorcycle. If they find you with an open container, you're probably going to jail. free ride to jail. But anyway, what was I going to tell you? A bunch of us went down this dirt road, not far from North Greenville, just a couple of miles, 2 or 3 miles, and we were going to drink a couple of beers, and these guys came out of the woods with shotguns, there's about four of them. So evidently, and there was a bunch of us, the guys, North Greenville guys, students, and evidently we were close to their still, and they were just coming out to check on us to see why we were there. Once they found out that we were just there to have a good time, they lowered their weapons, but it was a little scary there for a minute.
Yeah, roger that. I'd have to go find me a different drinking spot if I still wanted to drink, right?
We went down that dirt road again. I tell you, that scared me to death. I've never experienced anything like that. And so I don't want to be on the business end of a shotgun, so, or any gun for that matter. So... but that was a long time ago. Gosh. A lot of water gone under the bridge since then.
Any of that partying or anything when I was in school. When I left school, went right into the workforce, working construction, and watched too many of my buds get sick and come in late and then have to go to work the next day and be sick all day, and I decided, yeah, that wasn't for me. KN4TFW.
You hit that right on the 10-minute mark there, KB4CBA, because the repeater ID is right after you did. Yeah, well, that would be the best. I have to go to work the next day. And, yeah, I don't know how anybody can do that, but drinking never really agreed with me very well, so I really didn't do much of it. That's probably the reason I didn't drink much, because, it didn't set well with my stomach, and I guess the good Lord was trying to tell me something.
I had a lot of relatives that were alcoholics, and I figured some of that might be hereditary. And anyways, beer just makes me sleepy.
If I drink too much beer, it makes me sick. So I just, and it doesn't take much to get to that point, and that's been. I guess the last time I drank one was in the 70s. So, anyway. Well, I'm in the driveway here, or the garage, so I'm going to say 73s and pull the plug here. My wife ought to be right behind me. So, enjoy the QSO and have a safe rest of the trip home there. And I'll clear out here after your final KB4CPA.
Hi, Dave. 73, and you guys have a good one. Stay safe, and just shelter and don't do anything you're not supposed to do, and stay away from that virus. And I'll catch you another time on the air. KN4TFW, clear.
NXC Mobile.
At KN4TFW. Doing pretty well, almost to the house, but found out today somebody at the plant got it.
Oh, wow. What's that mean for you guys?
The last day that they had actually worked was the 15th, and we found out today that they had it, so I guess we're kind of, kind of almost past that period now, and nobody else has claimed to be sick yet, so we're just kind of waiting and seeing right now.
My viral caseload is 41,000 and some odd from 30,000 on Sunday, so it's moving.
Yes, I know the governor's supposed to be on right now doing some kind of news conference, and I saw where North Carolina schools are closed until the 15th of May. Best spot here.
KM4DDQ.
not much. Are you going to be coming by my neighborhood here?
I am.
Have you got about 10 minutes? I'll run down and open the gate.
When I get there.
Where DDQ?
Z.
Hey, I'll say 73 now. I'm backed in the driveway. The dog spotted me, so she's probably having a fit. And that, so I'll say have a good one. I'll look forward to catching up with you in the morning. KN4TFW.
Man, I will talk at you not tomorrow morning. I'll talk at you Wednesday morning. I'm off tomorrow. Hey, take care. 73 is KK4NXZ, and I'm going to be clear.
Big Kevin over here in Simpsonville, KN4UBG. I've been monitoring. Have a good one, 73. We'll holler at you later.
Copy.